This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's walk into the Rose Garden doubled as a victory lap.
This was an important day because this shows that what we've been doing is right.
Experts had predicted millions more job losses in May, but as states began reopening, the government reports employers added jobs. The president seized on the gains to predict the virus pandemic's economic devastation is over.
We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world.
Still, the unemployment rate is 13.3%, lower than predicted, but still at a Great Depression level. It's unclear how many jobs lost during the pandemic are permanently gone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump also invoked George Floyd's name while praising the economic news on Friday. The president said an improving economy is the best thing that can happen for race relations in the United States.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying there's a great thing that's happening for our country. There's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, called the president's words despicable.
For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable.
As protests over Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody continue, the president said equal justice under the law means all Americans need fair treatment from law enforcement, regardless of race. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has renamed the area near Lafayette Park in Washington Black Lives Matter Plaza. The words Black Lives Matter have been painted in huge yellow letters along 16th Street in Washington near the White House.